What if the reason you can't stop eating certain foods isn't a lack of willpower, but a neurological response similar to addiction? Susan Pierce-Thompson's groundbreaking approach reveals how processed foods, particularly sugar and flour, affect our brains like addictive substances. Brain scans of food addicts show activation patterns strikingly similar to drug addicts when exposed to trigger foods. For those high on the food addiction susceptibility scale, moderation simply isn't possible. Sugar raises insulin levels, blocks leptin, our fullness hormone, and activates the same reward pathways as cocaine, creating an insatiable hunger regardless of how much we eat. The solution? 4 non-negotiable boundaries called bright lines. No sugar, no flour, eating only at meals, and weighing food portions. These boundaries address both substance addiction, what we eat, and behavioral addiction, how we eat. Research shows it takes about 14 days for sugar cravings to diminish significantly and up to 8 weeks for the brain's reward system to reset. When these rules are absolute rather than subjective, the brain expends less energy on decision-making and becomes less susceptible to rationalization. We make approximately 221 food decisions daily, each an opportunity to act against our goals. Traditional willpower-focused approaches fail because food addiction stems from complex neurological processes, not moral weakness. The solution is developing automaticity, making healthy behaviors so routine they require minimal conscious effort, like brushing teeth or driving. When eating behaviors become automatic through consistent repetition, eating at regular times, perhaps identical breakfasts daily, they no longer demand willpower, freeing mental energy for more meaningful pursuits. Many beginners have never experienced true hunger, having eaten at the first discomfort or used food for emotional coping. Learning that hunger is not an emergency becomes a powerful mantra to help breathe through temporary discomfort. Research shows it typically takes 66 days, not 21, for new habits to become automatic. During this critical period, journaling, support groups, and accountability partners help maintain commitment while establishing new neural pathways. Humans are fundamentally herd animals who prioritize belonging above almost everything else. This biological drive for connection can either sabotage or support our eating goals. While general support helps, connecting with others on the same path provides unique validation, accountability, and practical wisdom. The Brightline Eating Community offers multiple support layers: online groups for sharing daily experiences, local in-person connections, dedicated buddies for regular check-ins, and temporary guides who offer experienced mentorship during challenges. This robust system addresses what many diet programs miss: the social and emotional components of eating. This community support facilitates identity transformation. New practitioners often can't imagine life without sugar and flour, while veterans absolutely can. This transformation happens gradually, brick by brick, bright meal by bright meal, through consistent, small actions rather than dramatic changes. By planning food the night before and eating exactly that, practitioners develop the identity of someone who simply doesn't eat sugar, flour, or between meals. This identity shift manifests subtly but powerfully. Long-term practitioners no longer view certain foods as options, similar to how most people don't see non-food items as potential meals. Each successful day reinforces this new identity, making subsequent days easier. What initially feels like restriction eventually becomes freedom. Life doesn't stop for your food plan. Thorough preparation is essential before facing restaurants, holidays, and travel. For travel, research restaurant menus at destinations, commit to meals through detailed planning, bring a reliable food scale, and pack emergency food supplies. Restaurants present challenges with triggering ingredients and unpredictable portions. Practical approaches include discreetly weighing portions on an extra plate, following the one plate rule, or requesting a take-home box early to remove extras before eating. prepare specific scripts for making special requests to servers, such as asking for dressings on the side or vegetables steamed without oil. For holidays and celebrations, focus on social aspects rather than food. Create new traditions that don't center around eating, family games, shared activities, or volunteer work. Manage emotional challenges through meditation techniques, conversation starters that shift focus away from food, and communicate boundaries with compassion while staying committed to your plan. While many begin this journey seeking weight loss, the true transformation extends far beyond physical appearance. As practitioners develop food sobriety, they experience profound shifts in mental clarity, emotional regulation, and spiritual connection. The mental fog created by sugar, flour, and processed foods becomes apparent only when it lifts. Emotionally, practitioners learn to experience the full spectrum of feelings without using food to numb or escape. This emotional intelligence transfers to all areas of life, creating authentic connections and resilience. Tools developed for food challenges apply equally to managing stress, anxiety, and celebration in other contexts. The spiritual impact often emerges unexpectedly. The space previously occupied by food obsession opens to deeper awareness and purpose. Many rediscover old passions, pursue forgotten dreams, and develop stronger self-worth independent of appearance. This transformation improves sleep, increases energy, and creates a renewed sense of possibility that leads to other positive lifestyle changes. The most challenging aspect of transformation is maintenance, sustaining results after reaching goals. This requires shifting from working toward to simply being, which creates a vacuum that can feel uncomfortable. No longer organizing life around food struggles leaves space that must be filled with new interests and identity. Successful maintenance isn't about relaxing rules, but finding sustainable joy within them. It involves practical adjustments to the food plan, adding more grains and foods to maintain weight, while keeping the four bright lines non-negotiable. Regular weigh-ins catch rebounds early, while community connection provides ongoing support. This isn't a finish line, but a new way of living requiring continuous attention. Think of it as a dance rather than a destination, sometimes requiring careful adjustments, other times flowing naturally, but always moving forward with intention. The daily practice of recommitment, focusing on just for today rather than forever, makes the journey manageable, even for those who once couldn't imagine permanent change. Freedom from food obsession isn't about having more willpower. It's about creating a structure that eliminates the need for willpower altogether. The four bright lines create a framework that removes the exhausting mental debate around food choices, allowing your brain's reward centers to reset and heal from addictive patterns. This approach combines neuroscience with practical wisdom and community support to address both physical and psychological aspects of food addiction. The non-negotiable rules address physical addiction by eliminating trigger foods, while community connection, habit formation, and identity transformation support the psychological components essential for lasting success. For those who have struggled with food and weight for years, this path offers not just hope, but a concrete plan for lasting change. It provides the tools, support, and inspiration to make transformation possible, one bright day at a time. The question isn't whether you can summon enough willpower to resist temptation forever, but whether you're ready to become someone who simply lives differently.